You have one new voice message. To play your messages, press 1.
Hey, I'm guessing you already know it's me. You know, I miss you a lot. Sometimes, late at night, I think about what went wrong in our relationship. Where did we go wrong, and where did I go wrong? I guess tonight is one of those nights. Sometimes I wonder if you ever think about me too. What we could have had if it didn't end the way it did. You haven't blocked me yet, so I like to think some of the feelings are still there. Because those feelings are still there for me. I'm definitely the last person you want to hear this from, but I still love you. You know that I do. From the number of times that I call you in the middle of the night, you would have to be oblivious to not think that I still want you in my life. I just feel so empty and alone without you. It's been, what, almost 3 years since I last saw you? The last time I saw you is a memory I'll never forget. You called me about meeting up somewhere to chat. I already knew something was up since the days leading up to it, you're so distant. It's like I sensed exactly what was going to happen, except I didn't want to trust my gut feeling. We decided to meet up where we first met, and at a park that we both frequented when we were still in college. I thought it was quite cheesy, almost like you were going to propose or something. But clearly it wasn't that. You acted like there was nothing important to talk about, so relaxed. We stared at the night sky, looking at constellations. You held my hand with periodic, gentle squeezes. Your warmth engulfing me. I never wanted to let go. Except you did. I miss holding your hand. The warmth and comfort it brought to me was nothing I've ever experienced before or since. After you let go of my hand that night, I knew that it was the end. You looked me straight in the eyes. Those beautiful eyes. Just you looking at me made me melt into a puddle. What you said that night was a blur, but reality hit me when you said that you thought it's best for us to part ways. I remember going numb at those words. I asked so many questions. Why? What happened? Did I do something wrong? You didn't answer any of my questions. You were not even looking at me. You were just looking past me. And now you're across the globe, engaged. It should have been us getting engaged. But I suppose it was just never going to happen that way. I never got a clear answer from you about why you wanted to part ways. But your silence is clear enough. Even though you left me at the park alone on a chilly night and moved away soon after, still want you. I don't know how to stop thinking about you. I need you in my life, but I don't know how to live without you. Going on dates and meeting new potential partners have become non-existent for me, and all I can do is think about what our lives would be like if that night ended differently. I've taken too much of your time. If you decide to listen to this message, please call me back. That would mean the world to me. I love you and miss you so much.